A visiting doctor covered with gray cobwebs on his yellow skull is addressing the resident boys in the staff room. I come sweeping past him. "Oh, and what's this here?" He gives me a look like I'm some kind of bug. One of the residents points at his ears, signal that I'm deaf, and the visiting doctor goes on. I push my broom up face to face with a big picture public relation brought in one time when it was fogged so thick I didn't see him. The picture is a guy fly fishing somewhere in the mountains. Looks like the Ochocos near Painville. Snow on the peaks showing over the pines. Long white aspen trunks lining the stream. Sheep sorrel growing in sour green patches. The guy is flicking his fly in a pool behind a rock. It's no place for a fly. It's a place for a single egg on a number six hook. He'd do better to drift the fly over those riffles downstream. There's a path running down through the aspen, and I push my broom down the path a ways and sit down on a rock and look out through the frame at that visiting doctor talking with the residents. I can see him stabbing some point in the palm of his hand with his finger, but I can't hear what he says because of the crash of the cold, frothy stream coming down out of the rocks. I can smell the snow in the wind where it blows down off the peaks. I can see mold burrows humping along under the grass and buffalo weed. It's a real nice place to stretch your legs and take it easy. You forget, if you don't sit down and make the effort to think back, forget how it was at the old hospital. They didn't have nice places like this on the walls for you to climb into. They didn't have TV or swimming pools or chicken twice a month. They didn't have nothing but walls and chairs, confinement jackets that took you hours of hard work to get out of. They've learned a lot since then. "Come a long way," says fat-faced public relation. They've made life look very pleasant with paint and decorations and chrome bathroom fixtures. "A man that would want to run away from a place as nice as this," says fat-faced public relation, "why, there'd be something wrong with him." Out in the staff room, the visiting authority is hugging his elbows and shivering like he's cold while he answers questions the resident boys ask him. He's thin and meatless, and his clothes flap around his bones. He stands there, hugging his elbows and shivering. Maybe he feels the cold snow wind off the peaks, too.